Locker room chats continue here on KMZA 92.1, talking Onega basketball with girls head coach Craig Boswell. And it's brought to you by Community Healthcare System, Main Star Trust, and Blue Valley Technologies. Coach, your team coming out of the break, first game of the new year on a Tuesday night, a loss to Axtell, 49-28. Two of your best players, though, out in that game. So you had to kind of shuffle some things around, get some younger players in there. How do you feel some of those younger girls kind of stepped in and filled in for that game?
Yeah, for the most part, you know, I thought they did a tremendous job. You know, we kind of had to back down on some just basic offense and defensive plays. But overall, I thought they did a pretty good job and good experience for them getting into the year. You never know, this might happen to us again down the road, so it's good to get them in the game.
Yeah, regardless of the situation, anytime you can get some younger players in, get them those reps, certainly helps. As you take a look ahead, of course, a non-league game coming up on Friday. You get Flint Hills Christian School. You'll turn around, play Troy on Tuesday before the TVL tournament beginning next weekend. How crucial of a stretch is this to get the team right, healthy, but improve on some things heading into that TVL tournament a week from Saturday?
Yeah, if we can just go into the game and execute, and you know, hopefully some of our young players can kind of get in a stride where they can get some confidence. I think if we can get a win on Friday and go to Troy and try to get a good win there, they've been winning some big games and they're pretty tough right now. And if we can play competitively and get some confidence for that TVL tournament, I'm kind of hoping that we can go in that tournament and get a win or two.
How much do you know about Flint Hills Christian School? They're out of Manhattan. You know, what kind of scouting reports do you have, at least to this point? And ultimately, what kind of ball game could you expect from them this weekend?
Well, I do know that they have a couple wins under the belt, and, you know, we're not going to overlook any opponent. And this will be the first time, to my knowledge, that Onega has played. So I'm kind of hoping that we can go in there and play our type of style of basketball if we can get our girls back healthy. And hopefully we can get a W, and that will kind of help build the confidence that we need to go to Troy and hopefully get a win there.
Flint Hills Christian School, the matchup for Onega on Friday. They'll turn around, play Troy on Tuesday. And then, of course, next weekend it's the TVL tournament. We'll know the seeding later on next week. I believe next Wednesday we should know the seeding for the TVL tournament, which is going to be a lot of fun. We'll have plenty of coverage of that across Kansaland Radio. That is Craig Boswell, Onega girls basketball coach, joining us here, and it is brought to you by Community Healthcare System, Main Star Trust, and Blue Valley Technologies. Coach, we appreciate it very much as always. Good luck on Friday, and we will talk to you again next week prior to the TVL tournament.
Appreciate it. Thanks.